And if you're visiting a planet, how does it look? And continuing to float in the void, you begin to sense a strong presence, which includes a deep and powerful sound. But at the same time, the sound is both calm and peaceful. And you then begin to look ahead, and you realize it's a comet with a beautiful glowing tail. And it looks inviting, and you're drawn to the aura that it emits. Allow yourself now to fly towards it. And you're getting closer and closer to it. And how does your dream body feel as you approach the comet? And as you're closing in on it, you may even start to feel some vibrations within your dream body. And you're right there now next to the comet. How does it look and feel to you? And you then begin to get an intuitive feeling that you can use this comet to help you with releasing stuck energy, to help you let go of the burdens from the day or from your past. And you can even think of this comet as a signpost to help aid you in moving forward on this journey. And you then begin to place your hand on the comet, and you begin transferring all the stuck energy within your body to it. And it's almost like you're both deeply connected now. And all the pain, the trauma, and the luggage you've been carrying around is now steadily moving into the comet. In fact, it's a win-win, because the comet can now recycle this energy and use it to propel itself further into space. And you're now finding yourself lighter and lighter. And it's almost like someone has taken a great weight off your shoulders. And how do you feel now that all of the stuck energy has been released? And do you feel a new sense of freedom now that all this energy has been released? And continuing to travel with the comet, something else begins to catch your eye. And it's a wormhole, or a universal bridge. And this wormhole, or even you can call it a portal, can bring you deeper and deeper into the far reaches of space. And you then begin to express your gratitude towards the comet as it begins to depart on its own journey. And allow yourself now to move towards the wormhole. You're getting closer and closer to it. You then begin to feel and hear an unusual whooshing sound as you begin to close in on it. And the sound travels around, almost in a circular motion, around the borders of the wormhole. And can you hear the whooshing sound moving all around you? as you begin to enter the mouth of the wormhole. And continuing to notice the circular motion of the wormhole as you're now flying into it. You're going further and further into it. And it's almost like the tunnel is shrinking a little bit in size. And do you notice the whooshing sound becoming a little more compact? Almost like it's getting less wide. And you then begin to see the lights and different objects pass by your sides. And you can see and hear them whiz past you. And slowly, you begin to see lines in the corner of your eyes. And it looks and feels like you're traveling at warp speed. And you're now moving incredibly fast. And you're now getting closer and closer to the exit as the wormhole seems to widen up again. And the feeling of constriction and the speed slowly fades. And the sound begin to return to normal, just as they were when you entered the tunnel. You now have emerged into a new area of space, and it's incredibly vast and beautiful. And you knew space was huge, but this seems to be completely different. And you can see cosmic bodies in all different types of shapes and sizes. It feels like the cosmos stretch out to infinity. You then begin to ponder your place in the universe and the role of consciousness within it. And perhaps a dream state and becoming lucid within it could help you to shed some light onto these questions. And continuing the flow, you begin to recall a dream from your past. It can be your last remembered dream, or even one from the distant past. And whatever it may be, the main goal here is dream recall. So just allow it to be one where you can remember the details. And now I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. And when I reach number 1, you'll be visualizing your last remembered dream. Starting now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you're right there now in a previous dream. And what is it about this dream that you can remember? And what does the dream landscape look like? And does the dream look like a place on Earth, or is it a little different? What do the dream characters look like? And what are you doing in this dream? And what were you feeling and thinking within this dream? And now allow yourself to move into a first-person perspective and see yourself becoming aware and lucid within this dream. Maybe you did a reality check, or even saw something out of the ordinary. Whatever it may be, Just visualize yourself becoming lucid and aware within this previous dream. Now that you've become conscious within this dream, what would you like to do within it? Perhaps you'd like to continue on with the theme of flying. Maybe you'd like to fulfill a type of fantasy, or even communicate with the dream characters within your dream. And just for the next few minutes, see yourself fulfilling your lucid dreaming goals and desires, while also seeing yourself becoming lucid and aware in a previous dream. Good.